The title of this talk, Becoming a Citizen of the Present, came from a piece of writing that Gina Rumsey showed me by a musician called Manu Chao. A citizen is a member of a city or state with attendant rights and duties. And I like the idea of being a citizen of the present, not just dwelling in it, because the word citizen implies a kind of responsibility towards others. When we are aware in the present moment, we are aware of others too. We're aware of the law of karma, and so it naturally follows that we take responsibility for our actions in this web of existence, this net of interconnection. When in the seen there is merely the seen, we forget ourselves and no longer grasp at or push away things and people. In this emptiness, we appreciate others in themselves, which brings people closer as we identify with them and we feel care. In our pauses, with our sense of delight and responsibility, we discover our compassion. For as Bhante says, in the way of emptiness, in the path of the inner life. Strangely enough, the remembrance of emptiness, far from decreasing one's power of spiritual activity, increases it enormously. It becomes easy, effortless, spontaneous, full of joy, because the obstacle to activity, which is the self, has been removed. The activity of emptiness is compassion. By seeing the arising and passing of our experience, discovering that reality is change, by having our questions held in an open heart, we become wise, and with that wisdom comes compassion. Virginia Woolf describes the essential thing, that is life or spirit, truth or reality, as being dependent upon the manner in which the mind is subject to myriad impressions. Trivial, fantastic, evanescent, or engraved with the sharpness of steel, from all sides they come, an incessant shower of innumerable atoms. When we're aware of this, giving our attention to this incessant shower, we know life to be what she called a luminous halo. This is a more true perception than life as something hard and fixed. That which is hard, like our fixed views of ourselves, is often brittle. But that which is radiant by nature, like pure awareness, like Bahia's illumination, cannot be broken or dimmed, only allowed to shine more brightly.